I know that Josh has that Bible. Excuse me. I can see with my eyes. Now, if I was going to tell you that I was going to get Josh's Bible, and you knew that I have eyes and I can see, and you would also know that that Bible is visible to me. Now, if I say, oh, I'm going to reach over and take that Bible, but you saw me, and I was over here trying to find the Bible over here, you know, and I'd be walking over here trying to see if the Bible was here, and if I'd be walking over here trying to see, you know, to take that Bible, you go, is she all there? What's wrong? No, because I can accurately see with these natural eyes. I can actually see this Bible. I know it's exactly what I want. I know how to use these hands, and I can take these hands, and I can very easily take hold of it. So what we want to work on tonight is that continue, not just with healing, but that with the eyes of our heart, that these truths of God's Word are so real to us that we're not, that we can go and by the hand of faith reach and take the things from the unseen realm that have already been provided for us. And we're not out here trying to wander around like, maybe this will work and maybe that'll work. And maybe if I sing a song, it'll work. And maybe if I do this, it'll work. No, the Word of God is the one that gives us such revelation that the eyes of our understanding are so enlightened. His truths are so real to us. And the unseen realm, the realities of what of Jesus, what he's done for us on the cross, the things that he's redeemed us. It says that we know that with what redemption is out there. And we're not just thinking, oh, it's an unseen realm and how do we do that? No, we know from God's Word. If you would go to Ephesians 1:3, I guess I do need my Bible, honey. It says we have these precious promises. And it says they're in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:3. I'll have you turn to it if you have your Bible. Okay, it says, may blessing be to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ Jesus with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. The Word of God says that we're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. So in that realm that we know that is more real than what we can even see with evidence of our senses. You know, God is a spirit. We are a spirit. Everything was created by his word. Everything that we can see is temporal. Everything that's unseen is eternal. That everything that is in the realm of God is greater. Love is greater. He says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Everything in that realm is more real because it's based on God. It's based on the Word of God. And so we know that everything that Jesus did when he shed his blood, when he was nailed to the cross and he redeemed us, everything he redeemed us from mankind, that we could be free from every bondage, that he can break every chain, that we can, for healing for our bodies, for provision for us, for restoration, for peace, all these things that he died and made available for us are in that spiritual realm. And so what the Holy Spirit's going to continue to help us do is that we let this Word of God so paint the picture in us that it would be just as easy with the eye of faith to reach and take hold of what God has promised us as it is in the natural to see something and take it. But we take it with the hand of faith. And we know that the hand of faith, what it is, it says that the faith grows in us. And one thing I have done is I will admit I haven't slept like I'd like to. I've been waking up about every couple hours, but at least, praise the Lord, not without pain. Not pain now. But every time I wake up, I read the word. And I'm believing to sleep longer, but I think, okay, this is not going to be in vain. So, man, Dennis has given me my little light, and I have my healing books, and I am just rehearsing these truths over and over. And every time, all these people I'm reading from, you know, when it's something that you think you already know, but it's getting it so in your heart, is every one of them, because it drops from your head into your spirit. And so I think sometimes when we're trying to do so many scriptures and conquer so many things, we can possibly still trying to be getting this all in our heads. But as we take a truth and let that truth be so digested, I am learning that when I'm doing these things, and I'm not trying to do a large amount anymore, but when I'm doing it, I become so aware. I get myself settled down. This is God's word. And I can feel it come inside of me. I can feel that it's food, it's substance. And if I ever start to sense that I'm in works, you know, and if I just do one more confession, I'll get it, then I'll stop. Because then it's like, okay, this is the truth. And of course, we know part of this too is you have to cast down those negative thoughts. You have to cast down those high imaginations, because you'll have this truth, and then pretty soon these other. I am finding there is, I'm sure there is a whole group of people that have, you know, things that are like together. When we're on the motorcycle, it is so wild. Everybody waves to you, you know, and I'll forget, and we'll get in the car, and we'll wait, and we'll be waving, and nobody waves back, and it's like, oh my gosh, you're on the motorcycle, and everybody loves you. You get on the car, and it's like, who are you? You know, and so there's these things that bond people. Well, it's like, I can't go anywhere, but there's not some boot person. Oh, I just got out of a boot, you know. And of course, you know, I mean, so there must be something about people that have had a boot, because then they all want to tell you their experience. And to be honest with me, you, a few times I go, oh, someone understands, you know. I mean, you know, oh, someone understands, you know. And then you realize, oh no, can't go there, can't go there, you know, because then you realize what you say out of your mouth is so vital. And one time I did just, you know, and then like, oh Lord, thank you. But you know what? At least now, praise God, I didn't have any, you know, because I know that my confession is so important. But I didn't just beat myself up. I just go, no, that's not what I want, you know. And I said, no, that's not the way it's going to be. And right away, I just shook off that thought. But I recognize when you're even in a battle, whether it's financially or whatever it is, the enemy will even plant situations. You know, I mean, you could all of a sudden have a symptom and open up a magazine, and there'll be a whole article about how you're going to die the next day with that. You know, and so we recognize these setups of the enemy. But then what is so great is that's why we feed ourselves the truth. Because then I found, oh, because then that truth starts coming up stronger and stronger. And so the thing that I have recognized, that you go through stories and you've heard, and I think, oh my gosh, you know, the thing I had to watch is I've heard some of this so much, and I've read some of this so much, and I've preached it. One thing, it does help to preach it, because then it's like, oh no, I can't be a wimp. You know, I mean, you preach these things, and then there's a part of you is like, oh, praise God for these truths. Praise God for these truths. It's like, you know, because then the first time on my ankle, I've got supposed to go like this, you know. The first day I'm getting ready to do my first one, you know, and it was like it didn't faze me. It just didn't faze me. I thought, God, you're so good, because He is painting the picture now that where you see it. That's what it is. The world will even have this about seeing things, about visualizing things, and because it says, when He says, "Do not let the word depart from before your eyes," because if we're not seeing ourselves well, if we're not seeing a better situation in a relationship, or a situation with, you know, at work, or a situation, if we're not seeing that, then that word has departed from before our eyes. Can you see that? And so what we do, though, that's so great with this, is not only the fact of coming back to the word, but then we come back and we rehearse these truths we've heard before. But what is so wonderful, the Holy Spirit, who is the one who gives us the revelation, all of a sudden these things become more and more real to us. And we've all heard the story of Abraham so many times. every one of you, you kids, everyone could probably get up here and tell us word for word of everything that's happened when God said to him, you know, he quickens the dead and says, God calls those things that be not as though they were. And then he told Abraham, you're the father of nations. And when you start to think about it, Abraham had nothing visible, no evidence from the senses, none. I mean, Sarah didn't all of a sudden the next morning wake up and was 40 years old. There was no evidence in the natural, none. But it says he waxed strong, looking unto the promise and glorifying God. So I think the minute that we start to have our eyes so caught up on evidence of the senses, you know, the Holy Spirit will give you a line that will hold you strong. You know, it says that if you are encouraged because of improvement, where's your faith?
Yeah.
I mean, not that we don't want improvement, but if that so changes, or what if you're prayed for and all of a sudden you're 30% worse? And that's really, we don't realize how much we're still moved by all this. But what is so great is the fact that we just keep feeding the truth into us. And then and we paint that picture. And if we even need to have the Holy Spirit help us take an eraser, you know, because, you know, let's say you've ever believed God for something and it didn't seem like it ever worked. So you just kind of like put it in the closet, shut the door. But the enemy wants to bring that to your remembrance. Oh, you believe God, then it didn't work. No, who cares about that? You know, the thing that's so great about that is we are new creations in Christ Jesus. The old man is gone. The old man, our old man judged everything according to the senses. And that's why the world cannot receive the Holy Ghost. Because the world judges everything according to what they see, according to the senses. It says that Peter had a joy unspeakable and full of glory on what he could see with the eye of faith, not more than he ever saw with the optic nerve. Now, for some people, this is not the great escape plan. You know, like, okay, I don't like what I see, so let's just live in la-la land. No, what this is, we take the promise of God, and I'm seeing this more and more, we cannot have our eyes just on the problem. But it's like you take yourself and you change your focus, and you looking unto Jesus, or you're looking unto the Word. And I'm finding that, you know, we've heard these things so many times, you guys could all get up and preach the very same thing. But the thing that I am so assured of tonight is it's because there's a corporate anointing in this room. You all believe what I'm saying. But what it is, the Holy Spirit is desiring that these truths get in us even in greater measure. And so what we see in the Spirit becomes so real to us that we're not striving for it, but in rest. That word is painting a picture. That word is growing. It says his words are spirit and life. And that word is getting so strong in us. I want to go through and do a couple confessions with you. And I wavered on that. Because if you ever been in a meeting where they're doing confession and you found yourself just going through a ritual saying words with them, and so it's like, oh, Lord, I don't want to do that. But I have a sensing in my heart that as we all just speaking these words under the anointing and in agreement, that these words permeating our souls, and so I'm not going to go through a lot of them. But I want to go through a few of these. And I realize that some of you may not even be dealing with anything healing right now in your body. But what's so amazing is just like we're talking about, it's getting these truths so strong in us. I never dreamed I would be dealing with this, but I'm so grateful for the Word of God that I had before, you know, that's helping me at this point. And who knows who else might be coming into your lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to back up this one part. Okay, now, Dennis is better in this than I am, so I'll try to be really good about reading it and then giving you time to say it, okay? But we've got, so are you guys ready? Hallelujah. God's word is health to all my flesh. We're going to do it again a little bit slower because I want us to make sure we're thinking about it. God's word is health to all my flesh. Do you believe it? His word is medicine to my flesh. I am the Lord that healeth thee is medicine to my flesh. I will take away from thee all sickness is medicine to my flesh.
I will take away from thee all sickness is medicine to my flesh.
The word of God is full of the life of God.
The word of God is full of the life of God.
That life is saturating my spirit.
That life is saturating my spirit.
We're going to read that again. We're going to go to the last two lines again. The word of God is full of the life of God. That life is saturating my spirit. God's life and healing power are in His Word.
And His Word is at work in me
now. We're gonna repeat that too. God's life and healing power are in His Word. We're going to say that again. God's life and healing power are in His Word. And His Word is at work in me now.
His Word is at work in me now.
The Word of God is depositing the life of God.
The Word of God is depositing the life of God.
And the healing of God,
and the healing of God
into my spirit.
Into my spirit.
The life and health are spreading out of my spirit into every tissue, every pore of my body, creating health and soundness. My body has no choice but to respond to the healing that is in the Word that is being absorbed into me now. Okay, I want to do another one. My tongue makes me well.
I have what I say.
I say the Lord is my healer.
He takes sickness away from me.
I say no plague comes nigh my dwelling.
I will say He heals all my diseases.
What I confess, I possess.
My words make me well.
There's healing power in my words.
For they are God's words.
I speak health
to every muscle,
tissue,
fiber,
and cell in my body.
I release God's healing power
with my words
into my whole body.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Yes. 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 Your word. And this could be for any area. Thank you, Lord. Your word is the truth. Thank you, Lord. Your word is the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's victory in your word. Oh, there's victory in your word. How there's life in your word. Hallelujah. Oh, there's life. Yes. Yes, 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 thank you. Yes, yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, completa. Thank you, Lord. 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 Yes, we're opening our hearts to receive. Yes. Yes, we're opening our hearts to receive. Thank you, Lord.
We make room for your word. We put it first place.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. 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 Yes.
There's a special altar in our heart for you. There's a special place prepared for you. A special place where the anointing's welcome. Welcome to impart whatever you desire. There's that special place, that altar in our heart. And we kneel our heart to you. We kneel our hearts and our mind to you. We bow before you. We submit our understanding to your understanding and your kingdom principles and your way. And we receive what you have, your highest and best for us. Thank you, Father.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Lord. See, one thing that's so wonderful, too, is the anointing and the corporate anointing. And that's that, but that part we're talking about, that one and another. Because there may be one person here tonight that doesn't need this as much as someone else. But when we come in that corporate faith, and this isn't just finances. This is every area of life. Hallelujah. You know, so much of what are we seeing? What do we see? You know, and what we're saying needs to be changing what we're seeing. And one thing that's gotten me really free is I am just really free to be honest and say, what am I really seeing? You know, we want to make sure that we have just victory in every area. And if there's any area, if I got real honest and say, oh, you know what? Is that, you know, what am I seeing first of all? But the thing that's so wonderful is even if I look and say, oh, that picture isn't quite what it should be, I have the answer. I just have the truth. He's always one that will come right alongside. He can change anything. He can make up anything. He can restore anything. And so, sometimes we're not, sometimes we've almost been afraid to be honest because we thought, if I really realize what I would, to be honest what I'm seeing, then I could feel like a failure in any, you know, if there were some area. Well, no, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, siree. Hallelujah. Because what he's doing in this time, it's because that would be fear motive. That'd be fear. And there's no fear in any of this. We have the victory. We have him. And he, hallelujah, what?
The power of grace sets you free from power of performance. The power of performance is you need to do more. You have not doing it right, whatever. But the power of grace, is we're free from that. In the world, there's performance reports, and rightly so. But we're going to watch it. We're trying to measure up to something where Jesus has already measured up. And so we just freely receive and freely give. And so it takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
Because the law says, give it right, and there's no help. That can't find any place in the Testament where God says, get it right. He never said that because Jesus got it right. And so we just have to look to him, and God's not nervous if we don't quite get something we'd say was right. You know what I'm saying? We can put conditions on ourselves that God is not putting on us.
That's right.
We can make it so strict, so whatever, and God said, what are you doing? I'm not asking you to do that.
I really have in my heart, though, tonight, if there's an area that anyone felt that way, man, you can just kick it. You can just kick it out the door tonight. You can just say, you know what? You will no longer have an effect on me. You will no longer. I don't care if I haven't had victory in that 10 times. I don't care. There's an anointing here tonight just to kick that out the door. I'm serious. Just kicking that out the door. Hallelujah.